So, Tom, a big thank you for joining us and welcome back to SC Radio. A good run out on Tuesday night. What's your take from that last pre-season friendly of the summer?
It was good, yeah. Good, strong test for us. I thought the first half we did really, really well. We kept our shape well, we kept the ball well. Dicko took his goal superbly, and we've quite been drilling that into Joe Senior just to whip balls into the box. Even if you can't see a man, whip the balls in, and that's what happens. Obviously, the lad put it in his own net, so really pleasing with our first half performance. Second half, I thought they dominated the possession. We changed shape and made a lot of substitutes. We didn't want to get any more injuries going into the start of the season. But it was a good run round, and top it off, it's been a good pre-season for us.
Exactly. I mean, we've been saying how organised pre-season has been, but has it been too good? Because towards the end there, we were picking up some injuries and that kind of thing. Like you said, you had to make some mass substitutions at half-time for the last pre-season game. It's been a bit of a double-edged sword, really, hasn't it? Because the games have been really, really good.
Yeah, to be fair, we've had some really, really good, strong performances. We've also had some ones that we were a little concerned about, and the performances weren't up to par. So we've had a good mix of results and performances in there. But the injuries were more. It was more to keep the lads fresh. They're not long term injuries or anything. So it was more about getting them ready for Saturday to rest them and to be ready for them. So all in all, I'm really happy with it, and we're ready to go.
It seems like how long ago would it have been? About a month and a half, 2 months ago, where we spoke at Silver Street, the home of Earlham, and we're talking about you've got the lads together. You've been on a run round the moors and that kind of thing. We are down to the nitty gritty now. It's the first game of the season. It's away at Stockport County. Have you had training on Thursday night as well? And if so, what was that like?
Yeah, we had another really good training session. Worked on a lot of shape and few set pieces and different things like that. We didn't blow the lads to bits on Thursday night because they've all played a lot of minutes, which has been good in pre-season. So it was more about organising and make sure everybody knows the job roles and make sure everyone's ready for Saturday. Yeah, so it's been good.
Now, we've obviously been getting excited, making predictions. Woodsell says you're going to finish 10th. I think right. Everyone, I think, is hoping for a strong season. But when I sat down with Swampy and we went through the league and who's going to be runners and riders, it suddenly dawned on us that actually the National League North is pretty tough competition. Yeah. And it doesn't get any tougher, according to the bookies, than Stockport County away. You were the favourites. What's your preparation been, not just for your own team, but working out what Stockport County are going to bring on Saturday?
Yeah, to be fair, we've concentrated on ourselves, trying to make sure that we're as organised and as fit as possible. We've had Stockport watched a couple of times, so we've got some feedback on them. And that's all you can do, really. Obviously, like you say, you're looking at the league and it's ridiculously tough. There's a lot of full-time teams in there. There's a lot of teams paying a lot of money. So, we're down there and odds on favourites to go down or something like that, I think, finishing the bottom three. But we don't mind that. We don't mind being the underdogs. We'll approach every game as we would a cup final, and hopefully we can upset a few people this season.
I mean, does that what's the word I'm looking for? Because you mentioned something there that we mentioned on the radio, the fact that FC United are, I think it's the third least likely, I think is the best way of putting it, of winning the league. And therefore the third most likely to get relegated. Does that surprise you in a way? Because obviously the bookies have gone, this is their spending power, whereas if you go off what your league form was like since you took over, we would be pushing for a top 10 finish. So does that surprise you that it's all about money when it comes to National League North and not about the tricks of the trade and finding those gems and diamonds which you've hopefully found during the close season?
Yeah, well, that's it. Obviously, you've got to find them gems and the diamonds, whether you're paying X amount a week or a hell of a lot more. And we think we've found a few. We think we've got a lot of good lads in there that are willing to wear the hat on the sleeve and battle for each other, run through brick walls for each other. So, no, it doesn't surprise me. The bookies can say what we want. We're in there to prove people wrong, and fingers crossed, we can have a good season. And obviously, the first and foremost is to better last season. I think that's everybody's hope. But our game against Bradford Park Avenue last year when we beat them, I think that put us level on points. And obviously, you see at the end of the season, they went on and made the playoffs. So if it's as tight as that this year, then we'll hopefully be in there with a fighting chance.
And finally, Tom, fitness and injuries and that kind of thing. We all know about Lloyd Allenson. Were you pleased, by the way, just before I said lastly, I've got to throw in another question now. Were you pleased with Billy Crellin and how he performed on Tuesday night?
Yeah, absolutely. For a young lad to come in to a new dressing room. I thought he handled himself really, really well, and he fully deserved his Man of the Match performance as well. So, we're more than happy and more than comfortable going into the, what probably might be five or six games without Lloyd. But we're more than happy with that. And that's, again, you feel like you found a lot of gems. So, fingers crossed, he can go live up to our expectations.
And finally, lastly, I promise this is the last question, Tom. Fitness concerns going into this? Any injury doubts?
No, just Lloyd. Just Lloyd. We're all ready to go. That's what last week was all about. The lads that had a couple of niggles, we rested them to make sure they were right. And yeah, we've got a full club to choose from.
Apart from Asher, don't forget Asher can't play.
Asher can't play. He'll be in the stands though. He'll be heading and kicking every ball with the lads at the back as well.
Excellent stuff. Well, Tom Greaves, a big thank you for joining us, and we'll speak to you tomorrow after that win against Stockport County.
Tom, man, thanks a lot.